Well, at first they struggled with LSU, but anyway, they kicked LSU's butt. So, and then what happened the next day or so? Brian Kelly is gone. Goodbye, 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 goodbye.
Would you tell us how you really feel, Holly?
Goodbye, goodbye.
What was it you said? I hate his face.
I didn't say I hate his face. Did I? I might have.
I think you did. Yeah, I think you did.
What happens when you combine a design-loving, big-city-living, black-clothes-wearing art history major with a culinary-teaching, small-town-living, pink toenail painting, home ec major? We'll stir in two husbands, six grown kids, pop it in the oven for 40-plus years of friendship and foolishness, and you get a big old batch of designer cornbread.
Hey, everybody. Welcome, welcome, welcome to episode 159 of Designer Cornbread. We are so glad you're here, aren't we, Cornbread?
We are just delighted.
We're over the moon.
Over the moon.
We're over something.
Over something.
I have a granola bar in my teeth, so I'm picking it out.
Ew. That's ABC disgusting.
Deal with it.
Oh.
She's getting sassy. It's cold weather, and so it's getting cool, and so I get sassy. That's just what happens.
I love it. Can I just say I love it? I guess I've kind of skipped over Halloween. I started playing my yesterday because I wanted it was Sunday, and I just wanted some, you know, kind of hymn music. And so I started playing my Thanksgiving playlist, and I just let it play, and I don't know what it is. And I don't know why I feel like this, because my grandparents lived in town, you know, in the same town I lived in. So it's not like I ever traveled on Thanksgiving, but I'm driving to church, which is, you know, it's a little bit out in the country, not bad, but I'm driving out there and the trees are starting to change and it was rainy and Thanksgiving music was playing.
Oh.
And I felt like I was going home, and I don't know how to explain that. You know how you... Like we talked about it with camp, like there's a certain smell or there's something, but this was just like a very, maybe it's because I traveled to Raleigh and all that during.
Well, that actually, now that you mention it, that could be because you were always, I mean, for many years, right after Thanksgiving, you would come this way and it was always fall and, you know, deep into the fall and, you know, that sounds like the right kind of weather and all that. Also, I didn't even know if like driving back from school, I don't know if you ever like on breaks and stuff when you were in school, maybe that felt a little.
I wouldn't have in college. I would not have been listening to that music.
I don't know. We had George Winston.
We had some George Winston
and kind of feel of stuff and some James Taylor and George Winston. Maybe we would, I don't know. You're right. You probably weren't. Who knows? Who knows what was going on with you?
Some Indigo Girls going on back then.
That's true. That is true. That does make me feel like driving in a car.
Tracy Chapman? Is that her name?
Mm-hmm.
That song came up on one of my playlists. The
You got a fast car. It's so good. I really like that song.
You know, I do too.
Apparently, it's kind of had a big resurgence because some country guy has recorded a version of it.
Oh, okay.
Which I haven't heard the whole thing, but I heard some of it and it's really good. And she loves it. She's like, this is so cool. Who would have thought all these years later that song, but he does it and he's a country and think about it, you got a fast car, I'm going to go, you know, like, it sounds really cool. So
well,
there you go.
Her voice was so unique back then. Mm. I mean, that it was just such a great
song.
Anyway.
Yeah. We had some good tunes back in the day, man. I don't know what these kids are listening to today. I don't even know. But if I have to see Bad Bunny at the Super Bowl, apparently that's what is happening this year. So I don't even know who Bad Bunny is.
I don't know.
Why is he bad? Why? What did he do? Or she? Is it a boy, a girl? I don't even know.
I have no idea.
Okay. Somebody comment. Somebody help us.
You're telling the wrong person there.
I know.
I'm still listening to James Taylor and loving it.
I know. We don't know. And we do not care. Well, what'd you get up to this weekend? Got anything interesting or just a regular weekend?
No, actually, Saturday had a very productive day. I went. Anyway, Ron and I got up Saturday morning and we just went for a drive. Mm. Just the fall. We went down by the lake and, you know, just drove through all those little roads and went down to the cabin and just sat on the dock for a little bit. And, then we had to do the grocery shopping.
You have to do something, but you got the little drive beforehand. I like
there's
it.
There's that. Mm-hmm. But we had Harvest Festival at church last night.
Oh.
And so of course I had to make, you know, soups and desserts. Mm-hmm. And we had to buy all the Halloween candy and all of that and the trunk or treat candy. Mm-hmm. So we had all that we had to get. And so it was quite the trip. But then Sunday we did have Harvest Festival and okay. It was raining. So we had to move it all inside.
Oh man.
And we just lined everybody up in the halls at church and mm-hmm. we have like a chili cook-off contest or you can bring soup or whatever. So we had all kinds of chilies there and soups and the fellowship committee made hot dogs and we just had the trimmings and stuff there. So
nice. That sounds great.
Yeah, it was really good. Miss Bobby made her banana pudding, Ollie.
Did she?
Oh, she did. She did. Yeah.
It's better if I just don't know.
And so that was that. But I also went to the park and walked. Wait, before, just remind me that.
Okay.
I also want to throw this in because I know I forget this. Mm-hmm. Sunday night, Kroger had pumpkins on sale. Two, and they were the big pumpkins, two for $5.
Oh.
Okay. So I let my kids, we have like a knife lab. And
you guys imagine that. There's a school and culinary, there's a knife lab.
Culinary. It's culinary. In case you're just tuning in to us. We have a teach culinary and we have a knife lab. We have a, you know, cutting lab, whatever. Mm-hmm. So in the fall, I guess they do all kinds of cuts anyway, but in the fall, I get pumpkins, and I let them carve pumpkins.
That's right. Practicing their knife skills.
Knife skills. Mm-hmm. And so normally we have some, like I have two accounts. I have a restaurant account and a lab account, which is federal money and all that. Well, the federal money has not come through. Mm. And so I'm like, how? And, you know, and restaurant money is just not, I mean, it's not a huge thing. And so I thought,
right.
I gotta buy these pumpkins. How much is this? Because I need like 16 pumpkins for each group. And man, this is going to cost me a fortune. Well, when we were at the grocery store, there it was, Saturday and Sunday only.
Okay.
Two pumpkins for $5. So Sunday night after Harvest Festival, I said, Ron, come on. You're coming with me. We're going to get pumpkins. Yeah. Well, here I am. I go into the cashier and I just say, I got to have 16 pumpkins. How do you want me to do this? Mm-hmm. She said, I'll just ring you up. Just go get them. Mm-hmm. And of course, I know I'm in there, you know, mm-hmm. a ton. And so from behind me, I hear, hey, I don't know what that woman's doing, but I'm pretty sure it's illegal. Well, there was Wes the Pest.
Oh, my standing goodness.
How? And I said, come on. I said, you can help me load up all these pumpkins for these students. Mm-hmm. It is pouring down rain. I am out there pulling out 16 pumpkins, having to go through because they're outside, you know.
Yes.
And having to go through, find the ones that are, you know, least dented and mushed and all that. Mm. And I'm standing there, it is pouring rain. Do you know, that man did not stop and help me. He just walked by me and said, hey, make sure you make pumpkin seeds. It's like, that was it.
He didn't even pick up one pumpkin and carry
one pumpkin. No, no, no.
That's shameful. His mama should take him over her knee.
That's right.
He wasn't raised right. Apparently. His mama's probably shaking her head right now going, I tried, people.
So just for that, I've got a rubber snake that is going to end up in his office somewhere. I haven't quite decided where.
Oh, good. Anyway. Oh, good. That'll be good. He deserves that.
He does deserve that.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. That is just wrong. That's not supporting the staff. That's not helping.
No, it's not.
Oh, my gosh.
I went for a walk, I guess Saturday night at the park, and I made a friend.
A real friend or imaginary friend?
No, friend. A real person.
Okay. Now,
okay, so y'all are going to see the good, the bad, and the ugly side of me here. Mm. So when I go to the park, y'all, and I'm really trying to get back into this walking routine because it's up and down. You get busy and it's just been up and down, up and down. I got to get that routine back, and I'm doing pretty good. But you know, you got to make it a habit, and I'm right there to the point of it's getting to be a habit. And so I go up there and I just like to be by myself. People always ask, do you want to walk with me? I'm like, no. No, I don't say that, but
no, anyway. It's a good time just to be quiet and think.
I just put in some music and I walk and I pray and I think and I just like, and the time that I go, there's not many people at the park. So I'm not having to run into people and stop and talk and all that. Well, there was this couple in front of me and they were kind of ending up, and the man, and I was behind him, and the man went and sat down the bench and the woman kept walking. She was walking at a snail's pace. And I thought, I got to pass her. And so I get up beside her and she says, hi. And then she looks at me and she said, you can be my new walking buddy. Well, she's special needs.
Okay.
So I slowed down and I started talking to her
walked
with her. And I walked around and I'm thinking, oh, I mean, honestly, a snail's pace we're walking.
Okay.
And so I'm talking to her and asking questions and all that. I'm very friendly to her, very nice. And, you know, I mean, if y'all have heard me talk about, I had my first cousin had Down syndrome. And so I have a very big heart for special need kids and people anyway. But so we get there and she goes and sits or goes to her dad at the bench. And, I said, okay, I'll see you later. Well, then as I walk, I'm thinking, I mean, my attitude is so bad because I'm like, oh, I hope they leave. I can't walk like that. I can't walk that slow again. And so, and I'm walking and I'm kind of looking to see if they're still sitting on the bench and, you know, all this, my attitude was not good.
Oh,
it was not, it was pretty ugly. And so,
we all get, you know, it.
And that is when the Lord speaks to me, and I do love that he corrects my behavior and instantly, usually. And so then I got an attitude adjustment. And so I came back around and stopped. They were still sitting there. And I said, okay, Alicia, I said, have you rested? Do you want to go another round? And so she went another round with me. And, but she just kept saying, stay close, stay close. Don't leave me.
Oh, interesting.
I went around a couple of times with her. And she, when I got invited to spend the night with her.
Okay.
And I said, I said, I'm not sure that my husband would like that. He kind of likes me to stay close.
Yeah. I already have a sleepover, a permanent sleepover.
And she looks at me and she goes, oh, you have a husband? I said, I do. I do. Name is Ron, you know. But so she was just enthralled that I had a husband. And then we're walking and she reaches over and she grabs my hand and she holds my hand and she looks at me and she said, you smell good.
Oh.
And I said, thank you. She said, next time when you come and walk with me, will you bring me some lotion so I can smell good too?
She is your buddy.
I'm telling you.
She's one of us, man, for sure.
Yes. So now she said, okay. Will you meet me up here? Will you walk with me?
Oh my gosh, that's precious.
I've never seen her up there before. But,
oh my goodness.
Anyway, yeah. So I have a new friend, a new walking friend.
Absolutely. Well, you just probably, I mean, she made your day, I think, number one.
Well, her dad, it really was, you know,
yes.
I think, and he said, okay, Alicia, we've got to go. It's time to go.
Yeah.
He looked at me and he just said, thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you for this.
For sure. And it's a small thing. And like you said, we can have such a bad attitude because, like, especially for stuff like that and for no, like my time or going at my pace or wanting to do whatever I'm there to do. Oh, yeah. That can be tough.
It is. You've got a mind, you know, I'm going to do it this way and this is going to happen.
Well, and you had a limited time and you're trying to create this habit for a reason, you know, intentionally. It's, you know, and it gets kind of quote unquote thwarted, but you know, it's a big blessing to you and to her. So,
right. So anyway, that was my weekend right there.
I'm coughing still. Thanks.
Yeah, I am too.
It's just lingering. It's just
It lingers about 3 weeks. Ron's still going through it.
Is he really?
I fared a little better than he has, but his always his he always has some chest stuff.
Okay. So, well, Tim hacked so hard last night. I thought he was going to stop breathing. So I appreciate that. It's not. It's getting better too. But it was just like a big, you know, at night all of a sudden, and he was
night
like,
is worse.
And he was dead asleep, and then all of a sudden just came out of nowhere and it scared the life out of me. I was like, are you okay? What's going on? And I can't wear my CPAP very well, you know, and I'm sure they're going to be like, you're not being faithful wearing your thing. I'm like, it's because I can't breathe. Like, I've been better the past.
Like a vapor oil.
Yeah. Oh, that's
in
right.
In my little tube there.
Okay. Well, I put it on my chest. Like, it's gotten better. And I've been able to wear it a few nights, but like last night I ripped it off because I started coughing and I'm like, I'm done. So don't call me Apria Health, whatever, and be like, you're not wearing your thing. You have to pay the full price. Insurance won't cover it because you're not wearing it. I'm like, it's because I'm coughing in the middle of the night. So
I
back off.
Well, I'm off my cough drug. You know, I was doing.
Yep.
I saw you pop one in.
Well, and it's only because
cough drops.
I mean, it's really only because I'm recording with you. Otherwise, and late afternoon, it does start to kick up. And I'm not taking any cough medicine except in the evening. The past couple nights, I've had to kick it in again.
I would be fine during the day.
Yep.
And the night, it would kick back in.
Yep. The same. Obviously, you gave it to me, so obviously it's the same. Thanks a lot. But other than that.
I told you, you should not have been kissing me on the mouth. Not appropriate.
Okay. Whatever. So anyway, we're kind of getting better, but low key it's been rainy. It was rainy this weekend and Sunday was raining. Saturday wasn't rain. It was just kind of overcast and a little bit of rain. But nice and cool and fallish. So things are turning. I had a good day on Friday. I took off and I felt better enough because, again, it was just kind of an energy thing. And I'd been really just hunkering down at home. I'm just like, I have enough to do. But on Friday, I took off and I had a little sourcing day for stuff for the booth. So that was pretty fun. I went to an antique mall, excuse me, that I wanted to go look at just kind of for myself, way up in St. Charles. So kind of a bit out of the way. And then I just bebopped around all the thrift stores in that area. And I came home with quite a lot. Thank goodness I only brought Suzanne. So I had a small trunk or things could have
gotten out of control.
Actually, not really. It's funny because first of all, I can fit a lot in that trunk. Second of all, it's a lot of little stuff. You know what I mean? And there's not a ton. It's weird right now in the thrift world. It's very bizarre, but I found enough. I thought, well, I'm not finding very much, but every place I found, you know, three or four things, small things, whatever. So that's what I spent today was getting all that stuff processed in and checked in. But for myself, I got at the antique mall, there was the cutest display case of, I mean, it's just perfect for this time of year, and I'm such a sucker. It had the Johnson Brothers Friendly Village china, which I've started kind of collecting that in the last couple years, which is just those beautiful scenes. You know, the ones I mean, like the village, there's like the ice house and the, you know, church. And I never had those growing up. It's so funny. You know, my parents were very modern. We did not fit the, and my grandparents, actually, to be real honest, my mom's parents, who I saw the most because they were the closest. But even my dad's, they were very modern. Like, they didn't have the typical grandparent stuff. It's not nostalgic like that, but it's nostalgic just because it looks
old.
Oh, they are old and they're brown. They have a beautiful brown and the beautiful colors kind of in the scenes. It makes my heart happy. Anyway, so she had this case and it had some of that in there. But in the midst of that, I didn't get any of that. She had all these beautiful vintage, antique to vintage, really, Thanksgiving postcards. Mm. And I have some that my dad had gotten me for Easter postcards. And I want to look for some like real old Halloween and Valentine. I'm such a sucker for these vintage postcards. First of all, they're so pretty.
Yeah.
they're just these most beautiful little pictures. Each one is just a little work of art, you know, and they've these turkeys walking around and, you know, they're just so beautiful and old and the colors are pretty. And most of these were, you know, had been used. They were real postcards. So you read on the back and I was like, man, we need to bring back sending little postcards like that to people. I'm like, why can't we, and I say we, I mean, I can do it, but it was particularly, I mean, like people will do it on holiday, not even so much anymore. I don't know that people do it on vacations anymore, but these little holiday ones, like you'd have a Thanksgiving postcard and you'd just drop someone a line. It was like, one was like, don't eat too much pie, you know? It's like, this is the greatest.
You know, I think there is a longing. I really do now, because right now everything is so artificial and we're so far removed from people, you know, and from how we used to do things. And I think there is this longing, even with the kids, I'm seeing it some.
Oh, yeah.
That very nostalgic old stuff.
Well, and, or like, as they say, analog. You know, kind of taking things back to a little more analog is becoming, kind of a thing.
They long for the real. Mm-hmm. And especially I watch my high school students and I mean, it is, nothing is real to them. Mm. And I think they want that real, they want those real relationships. Mm-hmm. Maybe they don't even know that's what they're longing for.
Right. I bet. Yeah, that's probably so. Because a lot of them haven't had it. They've grown up in an age, and I'm not saying they don't have real relationships. We're not, that's not what we're saying. I think you guys get what we're saying, but like, I don't know. They're just even further removed from, like, have any of them ever received a letter?
Yeah. You know, that's a good question. I may ask that one tomorrow.
Not even a card, like a card. I'd ask a card because I think grandparents still, but I don't know. Now, I think more and more grandparents just send.
My mother, today's Caleb's birthday, by the way. So happy birthday, Caleb.
Happy birthday, blub.
But mother said, I don't trust the mail. She said, so I'm not going to send him money or anything.
Well, and that makes sense not to send money in the mail, but even just like a card. Like, did people, my dad sends cards.
Yeah. So.
But I wonder, a letter. Like, yeah. I don't anymore, but I did growing up, you know, I got letters.
So many letters from camp.
Yeah.
I've kept them and they're in there. I've got letters that my granddaddy wrote me.
My grandpa would get on his little typewriter and type up these cute little note, you know, and they were just nothing. They were just about whatever. And I bet you kids of today probably hadn't even ever gotten a letter.
You're at a letter. Mm-hmm. I just lost that thought. It was gone.
It's gone, you guys. It flew right out of her head. I saw it go right out of her head.
It did. It went gone. Had to do with letters. Oh, I don't know.
I don't even know how much a post stamp is or a postage stamp. I have no idea.
I don't know either because I bought those like forever stamps. And so.
Same. Mine still, I still have those. And even when you buy them, it just is forever. I don't even pay attention to like.
How much it is.
I think it's probably kind of a lot. I think it's probably over 50 cents.
Golly.
And my dad was telling me, I was showing him the postcards, you know, and he's like, yeah, those used to be a 2 cent postcard, you know, cost you 2 cents to mail those, you know, just the little postcard. But anyway, and I got a couple little beautiful colored leaf, gorgeous little hankies that were in that too. The lady was right there who had the little case that I was getting them out of. She happened to be there doing something else in another case and. She said, I just put those in there. And I'm like, well, I'm about to clean you out. I left some. I did leave some, but I got probably 6 or 7 of those postcards. And I'm going to put them. I like to use those as my holiday decoration. That's what my Easter ones at Easter, you know, I put them out somewhere. They're just such an easy little thing up in your dishes. Like when because I'm going to redo and put all my Johnson, you know, put all that out again. And you know, just to tuck those in there. And then when Thanksgiving is done, I can just take those out and tuck some Christmas stuff in there. You know, I'm not having to like redo the whole situation. So I'm very excited about my postcards.
Well, I do. Okay. My thought has come back. But I teach, when I'm teaching recipe construction in class, I tell my kids all the time, I'm like, hey, get your grandmother or your mother to write down recipes for you, just a few, because, and I said, y'all, everything right now is so, it's typed. If I want a recipe, I just pull it up on Google.
Absolutely.
I said, but look, and I'll pull out, you know, just one of my grandmother's recipes. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, look, this is my grandmother's recipe for pecan pie. It is in her handwriting. And y'all, I would not change that for anything. I have this. This is a part of her that I can still hold.
She physically
wrote
and held. It's very, very special. I think, I think you're right. It's going to get more. It's going to be more and more rare just because it is, you know, we go in and it's easy to get your recipe on the thing. And, you know, I have a variety. I have a whole notebook that's pages that I printed off the internet, and I've got ones that are typed up that are stuck on cards, and I've got the old handwritten stained.
Stained. Men are like that tea brown, you know?
Yeah, that coffee. Someone was drinking coffee or someone got some oil on it, you know?
Yeah.
I know.
You know, but it is. There's something about, I mean, I'm so thankful to have just my grandmother's handwriting.
Yeah, it's precious. And
I found a cassette tape probably a year ago of my granddaddy talking.
Oh, and just the voice will get me.
Voice back. Yes.
The voice gets me more than even pictures. If you hear the voice, it's like they're really there. It's crazy. Yeah. Oh, it's just a good nostalgic time. So I'm excited about my postcards, and maybe I'll try to bring back, I don't know. But I want postcards that are cute like that, like pretty and cute, you know, not like, I don't know. I want like fun little holiday postcards. I don't know. I bet you there's some out there, like even just reproductions of old ones or something if they're not making new ones anymore. So that's exciting. Yeah, you were mentioning it's Caleb's birthday. It was Hudson's on Saturday. My baby is 22.
That's so crazy.
I don't know how that happened.
It's crazy.
And your baby, did he turn 25? What did he turn?
Caleb turned 25.
I think it's 25 for him, isn't it?
Yes, it's 25. Yeah, he was born in 2000. So.
Oh, you really don't have to think that hard then, Joni. You thought way too hard.
Oh, I was trying to decide which baby you were talking about. If you were talking about John Garrett.
No.
Baby, because I went, when I paused, I went, you know John Garrett's not 25.
No.
And then I went.
I meant Caleb.
And then
sorry.
I thought, you're talking about JB. What were we talking about?
Sorry, I meant your birthday boy, baby.
No, Caleb is 25.
The big 2-5. Yep. He's about to enter his late 20s.
Yeah.
Next year. Oh, yeah. That's amazing. Exciting, exciting, exciting. Well, the other big news of the weekend, which again, I hate to even discuss football. I just, my heart can't take much more. Joni, what are we going to do?
We were over 14 points ahead.
What are we going to do?
I don't know. Mississippi State played Texas this Saturday. And y'all, we were up. We came out of the third quarter coming into the
fourth. We won the second and third quarter. We killed them.
I mean, it was like.
It was two scores ahead, I think, but going into fourth. Yeah.
Like you would almost say, oh, yeah, they got this one in the bag.
No, I didn't even say a word.
Not with Mississippi State.
Nope. And Tim would come in.
Other Tim.
They can snatch the defeat out of the claws of victory like nobody else.
Yeah.
It's like, it was quite astounding. Tim would come in and I would just be like, I would just be sitting there like this, like something really good. Like we were ahead. It was like 31 to something. And he came in and I went, I'm not even going to say anything. I'm not going to say anything.
Nope. And then fourth quarter came and Texas, I mean, within less than a minute, they had a touchdown and it just went downhill from there. And we tied them. We tied. It was all over again.
We went to overtime, tied them, went to overtime again. So it's not like they're right there. They're right there. It's like on a basketball hoop when you can't get the shots, won't go. And you're like, break the saran wrap. Like somebody just like.
Yes.
It's got to happen.
I will say this. Mississippi State is fun to watch again.
It is fun to watch.
You know, the last 2 years, it's just not even been fun.
Well, you go in before the game even started and you were like,
yeah.
It's not even going to be a good, like, you know. No, it is definitely fun to watch. They're definitely super competitive. Again, we had no fluff. Was still not there, and they did so well. They didn't have as many penalties. They started getting a few in the last.
I think they just got tired
in the last quarter. And Texas ramped it up. They started to connect. So anyway, all that is to say, it's a lot of work, guys. Rooting for.
Well, to be a Mississippi State fan is not for the weak.
It's trial after trial.
It's not for the tenderhearted.
It's not for the fragile. But in the good news of the weekend, I'm going to say from my point of view, A&M played LSU. And LSU or A&M, I'm giving the spicy uniform to. I haven't been great. None of these uniforms have really... got my attention.
That Mississippi State, the black uniform.
That one was so good.
That was the great one.
Yeah. Well, A&M had on all maroon.
Oh,
and
I like
it looked
that.
Real yeah. good yeah, with like I think they had A&M on their helmet, maroon helmet, maroon tops, maroon pants. So they looked really, really good. So that was fun. But they beat Barrett. They had a little bit of, well, at first they struggled with LSU, but anyway, they kicked LSU's butt. So, and then what happened the next day or so? Brian Kelly is gone. Goodbye, 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 goodbye.
Would you tell us how you really feel, Holly?
Goodbye, goodbye.
What was it? You said, I hate his face.
I didn't say I hate his face. Did I? I might have.
I think you did. Yeah, I think you did.
Well, I still didn't like it. And the game that day, all I kept talking, and Tim's like, are you done? I'm like, no. I'm like, look at his big puffy face, and he's just there. He always looks like he's mad at, like he's grumbling at everybody else. Like something would happen, and he's in his microphone, in his headset, just yelling at somebody, talking to somebody. And I'm like, just calm down. Anyway, I don't need to talk anymore about him. I'm sure I mean him no ill will. And quite frankly, he's going to do just fine out of this deal. He now gets to make $8,000 a day for the next how many years for doing nothing?
Sitting there, yeah.
I mean, he won't. He'll go get another job. But that's on top of now they, you know, bought out his thing and he's gone. So I congratulate LSU. It was time. I wish you'd listened to me last year when he got there.
A long time ago.
I already told you that he didn't belong there. But you got there. So congratulations. Because I love rooting for LSU. They're one of my teams I really like to root for.
Yeah.
But I just hadn't been able to. And now they've just gone downhill. They're not even good. So. Yeah. And in sad news too, though. So it was another great weekend. But Vandy and Mizzou played, which was a highly aesthetic game. It was very nice because they're both black and gold, like black and yellow. So it looked really good. Prabula, the Mizzou quarterback, got hurt bad at the end of the game. So he's out for the season.
Yeah.
So that sucks. That's no fun because they were doing, you know.
Yeah, they were doing good.
They were doing okay. So you hate that. But anyway, that's all the news
I
have.
Is it a freshman quarterback that was the backup for Mizzou?
I believe so.
I think they said that he was a true freshman coming in. I can't remember if that was. I watched a variety of games.
Yeah, I know. It's like who was doing what, where, how. Well, I know that at the end of the Texas game, what's his name got hurt? Yeah. Manning during the overtime. So they had another quarterback come in and finish it out. And he messed up a couple times and we still couldn't
do it.
That's okay. We're right there. So, yeah, but other than that, I'm sorry, this cough is driving me.
You're welcome.
Thanks a lot. Yeah, I'm trying to think what else. Just a quiet, you know, we're trying to get some stuff done at home, but that's going slowly. When your husband doesn't have time except on the weekends, and then it's the weekend, and then it's raining or you're tired.
And that's look, that's the story of my life. Like, I have all these projects that I want to get done.
I know.
And I just, the weekend comes and I know. Collapse.
And also I get resting. Like I get, and he's been sick too. So I'm like, you know, I get, but he worked on some stuff. He got some stuff going this weekend a little bit. So, and other than that, the only other thing that I wanted to bring up, this is of no real consequence in the world, but maybe it is, because I've noticed lately, and I think this has been going on for a long time, but recently I've just had a couple of real examples, the latest one being just this Sunday, of where when you're in a place and the music that they're playing, you know, everywhere has their music on, and that's great, and I love all kinds of different music, but I have a little PSA for everybody. The music needs to match the place. Okay.
Yep.
I don't know why this is such a hard thing right now, but it's like there's a total disconnect when it comes to the music. I'll even, you know, we can use a fancy term like sound design, right? These places take a lot of effort in their lighting, in the furnishings, in the atmosphere. I'll give you an example, people. You want an example? Here's an example. A few weeks ago, I went over to a little hotel here in town. It's called the Cheshire Inn. Okay, now, the Cheshire Inn. What kind of picture does that bring to your mind?
Alice in Wonderland.
Okay. you are. Oh, Cheshire Cat. I'm like, what?
Yes.
Cow, you're weird. No, like Cheshire Inn. Like, so yes. It's an inn here in town, a hotel. And it's been here for forever. Anyway, and the lobby, they have a little tiny lobby, and it's all very kind of medieval style. That's the decor. Like the little building looks medieval. You go inside, there's beams and medieval looking art and furnishings. And there's a little tiny bar in there, a little tiny tavern called the Fox and the Hound. It's just tiny and dark and wood, and there's still stained glass window. Like, yeah, that's what it is. And I'm sitting in the lobby, big stone fireplace, wasn't on at that time, because I was getting, I think I had just stopped and gotten a cocktail or something. I was doing some work sitting there, as one does. And I'm in this lobby, this beautiful medieval, and I noticed the music, and I'm just kind of like, and all of a sudden, I'm like, that's Control by Janet Jackson. I mean, nothing says medieval England like Janet Jackson singing Control.
So whoever owns it probably had your sound design in mind, but they hire
Here's what happens. They don't hire anybody to think about that. What happens is, this is my thought. It's just whatever playlist, you know, however you pay to get those services or satellite radio, you know, whatever it is now that they play on those things. You know, stores used to have a internal.
But that's what I'm saying. But somebody's like, well, I can't stand this music. Move it over to this.
Right. I guess I honestly don't know if it's thought about at all. I'll be real honest. I don't think it's thought about at all.
No, it's, I can tell you from teaching high school.
Okay.
They do. I mean, because these are who they're hiring. You know, usually you don't have a strong, classy.
But like, yeah, I know,
and so
I know.
You've got people who are working in there, and if you do have that sound design of, you know, oh, let's play this, then you get, you know, people in there who don't appreciate that.
Well, it was all like 80s. It was all 80s stuff, though. Like, this is not even like the young people.
But still. Yes.
But it's like they're playing the music that, because our age are the ones that are probably the biggest amount of spending right now. Like, you know, if you look at kind of age-wise, I think you kind of really ramp up, you know, and you're taking the kids on the vacation and you're paying for the whatever. Anyway, so I guess so, but it was just all 80s. It's like 80s rock music and Janet Jackson, and I'm sitting in a medieval room with a giant stuffed bear in the corner and stained glass. No. And I'm like, it doesn't fit. Can we just make it fit? Like in there, I really do want like some nice classical music. Now, I'm not saying you have to have classical music everywhere. I like all kinds of music. That's not the point. The point is that vibe, that level of relaxation, it feels off. You won't even know maybe, but there's something about it that feels off. And if you're paying attention or you don't realize how nice it would be if it was playing this other thing, if that was part of the sound design, was as thought of as the decor and the lighting and all these things, when they don't fit, another case in point, Sunday we were at one of our favorite little places here in town, a Frisco Bar Room in Webster Groves. And it's just a good little restaurant. But it's got really good decor. It's moody. The bar is painted black, the wood floors. It's where we went, Joni, after the rehearsal dinner.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
It's that place we went for the after party with the kids because we had to go get the key to the house because we didn't have a key to the house. Anyway. So, like, dark and moody and great, you know, but very cool, whatever. And we were there for lunch after church on Sunday, and it's a rainy fall Sunday morning, afternoon, in this nice dark kind of wood bar thing, and they had Groove Is in the Heart came on. Okay. It's like we're clubbing everywhere, and it's literally Groove's in the Heart, yeah. And I'm like, this doesn't go. This doesn't say the decor of this place. Now, I'm not saying, again, come Saturday night, come Friday night, as it's getting busier in the bar, maybe you do a little something different. I'm not saying it has to be slow and low, but I'm feeling like some really cool, upbeat, good jazz, you know, just keep it moving, but just kind of nice, good jazz would have fit. So I'm going to need people to start thinking about it. And I'm going to need you to get some other and not just put whatever playlist. And again, I love all that music, but I don't need to feel like I'm clubbing everywhere I go. That doesn't match to me where I am. So all I have to say about that. Maybe that goes on the presidential platform. I'm not really sure. I just wish people would pay attention to it.
Maybe you should go into sound design. You could hire yourself out.
Oh, it'll be really easy. They can pay me money and I can just go, here, play this station. I'm done. Give me $1,000. I'm out.
Seriously.
That's all you have to do. It's not hard. You have a pub named The Fox and the Hound. And I've got Janet Jackson clubbing in my ear. Doesn't make any sense to me. I can't. I'm old. I'm an old fart. But see, that's what I feel like. It doesn't even have to do with that. Young people would appreciate that as well. They act like young people are idiots. And yes, some are. But you know what? There's some people our age that are idiots too. But there's also young people that they would appreciate that. They'd be like, this place is really cool because it's, fits. It all feels good. They've got this vibe going. And we're not just clubbing everywhere we go. Boonch, 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 boonch.
Worked up a cough in me right there.
That's a joke. That was worth it right there. All right, I'm done with my PSA. That's all I have.
Okay.
That's all I have. What else? You got anything else, or are you ready for a recipe?
I'll give you a recipe here.
I can't wait.
Well, I just have been thinking, I don't guess. Like, what do I do? I've about given y'all all my recipes, but we're still in tailgate season, mm-hmm, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, I started to pull up a Thanksgiving thing and I started to do, and I thought, no, it's not even when this show drops, it's not even going to be
it's not November yet.
Halloween yet.
Yep. Yep.
So here's a tailgate and an October, a little recipe. And something if you're having a Halloween party, you can take this, and it is a cheese ball, but you're going to shape it into a pumpkin.
Oh.
Okay. All right. So you need 8 ounces of cream cheese, mm-hmm, obviously, always the cream cheese.
Always.
You need 2 cups of sharp cheddar cheese, shredded, and 2 scallions. And you, what you're going to do with those is you're going to slice both the white and the light green parts on that. But just reserve your dark green pieces.
Okay.
Serve your green piece.
Okay. All right.
Okay. And I'll explain that in a minute. Mm-hmm. And then you're going to have a medium jalapeno that you need to core, seed, and finely chop. And I recommend wearing gloves when you do that. Mm-hmm. And don't rub your eye.
Tim Broyles, don't touch your face.
Touch your face.
I can't tell you how many times he's like, oh, I got a red pepper flake in my eye. I'm like, well, why are you touching your eye? Okay, carry on.
Right. All right. 3 tablespoons of finely chopped chives, 1.5 teaspoons of Worcestershire sauce, or Worcestershire sauce. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Salt, pepper, just to your taste, 1 bell pepper, it doesn't matter what color. And then you need about 2/3 cup of some sort of cheese cracker, whether it's Goldfish or Cheez-Its or whatever. And you're going to just crush them. I mean, they need to be crushed. We're not, and on that, because you're going to eventually roll your cheese ball in that to get orange color is the thing behind
cute.
That.
Very cute.
Okay. All right. So you are going to mix together your cream cheese and your cheddar cheese, and then add your white and the light green scallion parts.
Okay.
Not the dark green yet, just the white and light green. Your jalapeno, your chives, your Worcestershire, and just mix all that, season it with salt and pepper, mix that up, and then you're going to have like a, you know, form it into a big ball.
Okay.
Once you do that, go ahead and, you know, roll it up round and then cover it in, wrap it in plastic wrap.
Okay.
All right. And then at that, you may take you 2 sheets, just however you can do that. And then you are going to get 4 rubber bands.
And this is advanced.
Uh-huh. And you're going to wrap those. You may have to use... you may have to like double them depending on how big your rubber band is, but you want 4 rubber bands, wrap it around your cheese ball to create that pumpkin. You want those.
Right. So overlap it. Yeah. Like, so you can make your little pumpkin and it's got to be tight enough that it kind of digs in a little.
It digs in a little. It should have 8 sections around it. 8 little pumpkin sections there.
Oh my gosh, that's cute.
Okay. And so then you're going to stick it in the refrigerator. And you need to refrigerate that for at least 4 hours, but you can make this a couple days in advance and just let it sit in there like that.
Okay.
All right. And then once you're ready to do it, you are going to, when you're doing up to the 4 hours or whatever, you want to cut those reserved dark scallion parts and put them in a bowl of ice water in the refrigerator.
Oh, okay.
And what that is going to do is make those scallion strips curl up.
Okay.
And that's going to be part of your curl.
Oh my gosh. And your little stem, your little vine stem.
It's going to be your vine. Mm. Okay. So then when you're ready to use them, just take them out, pat them down with a paper towel or something. Okay. So then you need to wrap, you need to crush your crackers at that point, roll your pumpkin in that. So it's got that orange color to it.
Carefully roll because you don't want to lose it.
Yeah.
It's a little shape.
Shape.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. That's a little tricky. That's a little advanced, but I believe in you guys. Okay.
Yeah. And then you're going to create the stem. And what you're going to do is just cut off that whole bell pepper top. Okay. So that'll be your stem. I mean, even the little round part there.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then you're going to put those little curly cues there for your vine.
For little vines. Oh my goodness. That's very
cute.
You
slice your pepper up and use that. I mean, you can use crackers and bell peppers, carrots, whatever you want, you know, to put on your...
To do your dipping of your cheese ball. Mm-hmm. That's pretty cute. That's a good idea. And you guys, that goes all the way to Thanksgiving too. I'm just going to put that in. Like if you need an appetizer, know, how cute would that be? Or if you have family coming the next day and you just want to have something else to set out with the leftovers or something, like, you know, that's a great idea. That's a craft and a recipe all in one.
It is. It's all in one.
Impressive.
Okay. And is it my top 3?
It is. Go for it.
Top three.
Okay. My top three. Number one is Buttershot.
I'm glad I got you that bottle.
I've realized that's a little out of character for me right now.
It's okay. But, you know, that's fair.
Look, right now I love hot apple cider with some buttershot in it.
Yeah. And for buttershot, for those of you that want to know what that is, because when I went to get some,
the man didn't know. Yeah.
No, the guy at the liquor store, because I asked, I said, because we wanted some for cider when I was down there with Joni. So I was like, I'll, you know, pick some of that up. So, and it's just it's like a butterscotch, you know, scotch flavored liqueur. And so you put like a little end of, you know, flavor. So it's in like the schnapps area, you know, where there's like a bunch. I don't know. They got every flavor, green apple, and they have every flavor, but there's one that's called Butter Shots. And anyway, so I asked the little guy, because I went into the store and it's huge. And I'm like, I don't want to wander all around the store. Just point me. I said, where, you know, yeah, I'm looking for a Butter Shots, thinking just he'll point me towards the schnapps, you know, flavory liqueur area, and I can go from there. And he takes me over to this case, the refrigerator case, and he opens it up. And there's like little pre-poured half butter. I don't know what's in them, but they're called butter shots, like a shot in a little shot glass of like some kind of butter alcohol. I don't know what it was. That's not what I want.
But it wasn't butter shot.
No, I was like, that's not what I want. I said, oh no. I was like, I didn't even know this was a thing. But he didn't know about the other. So I educated him and I told him it's real good in some apple cider and it's called a hot apple pie and you can even put whipped cream on top. And he just laughed and looked at me and walked back to the cash register. So that, carry on.
Okay. And my next two, I'm going to group together. They're separate, but I'm going to group them together. As the holidays are coming, and I have recommended different things from these companies, but I'm just going to recommend these companies.
Okay.
And one is McKinsey Limited. And Holly and I talked about catalogs when she was here.
Joni gets catalogs, y'all.
I get all these catalogs.
She's like a grandma getting catalogs.
But small towns, and we said that catalogs will never go out because small towns, it's so much easier.
Mm-hmm.
Or, you know, Holly can run down the street in St. Louis and get whatever she wants. If I want to get anything, I go to, you know, there's some things in my little town, but more often than not, I've got to drive to a city somewhere.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So catalogs for small towns, I think, will always be around. Mm-hmm. And they know it, and their marketing,
they don't send me any anymore.
So I don't have like gourmet restaurants
right.
that I can call when I don't want to cook and say, I need this, this, or this, mm-hmm. or, you know, just really good bakeries that do things. It's not, you know, we just don't have that. Now I can pay somebody to make it here if they're not too backed up. I can make, but this is when I would rather enjoy my holiday than sit there and cook and cook and cook. And I end up cooking, 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 cooking all the time.
But I know, but like you tend, I don't know what you're going to talk about, but you tend to do a lot of desserts. And that's easy thing to just take something off your plate. Yeah.
Right, right. So mm-hmm. McKinsey Limited is one. What I like from McKinsey Limited is their appetizers.
Oh.
They've got some really good like brie and raspberry things.
Oh, that's where those come from.
Yes. Okay. Yeah.
Those are very good.
And they're just so easy to pop out. And they come in a box. You can take out however many you want to.
Mm-hmm.
But they're just really high quality, good.
Like fancy.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like those were very fancy, like puff pastry, brie.
Yes.
Yeah,
yes.
Those are nice.
So McKinsey, I mean, they've got everything from appetizers to entrees and sides and desserts and all of that. But that's my go-to when I need fancy appetizers and I don't want to do it.
Mm-hmm.
That's where I go to.
That's a great idea for Thanksgiving. Yeah.
So yeah. Take that off your plate. Y'all enjoy your people. I'm just saying you don't have to prove yourself as a
cook. Yeah. And like half the point of appetizers is to give people something so that you can go and you're still kind of finishing the meal. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So it's like, if you're doing all this work and craziness for that, and then you still got to go cook, it'd be nice to let that be easy.
I take stuff to a party mm-hmm. and you just don't want to, you know, yeah. I mean, it's, we're all working. So the next one is OH Bakery and it's out of Wisconsin. That is actually where I get your little cheese Danishes mm-hmm. that I sent you. So I like them for desserts. Now they also have a lot of really good breakfast thing. They make the Kringlas.
They do the almond ring.
Yes.
Okay. I love that thing.
Yeah. They have the all kinds of flavors and things like that. Really nice fall stuff and coming into Christmas. But they also have very beautiful layer cakes that you can get. And so that is, they're my kind of go-to for desserts and things like that.
That's a good, that's a good with the layered cakes. Cause, I know we talked about this years ago. I want to, whenever I don't on the podcast, but excuse me, I talked about what I kind of do lately. Right now I'm not doing much of anything, but for birthday cakes lately, I don't like to make the cake. That's not really, but you can get a cake like that. And to get a nice layered cake can be a little bit of a challenge. You have to usually go to a bakery, but you can get like a layered cake and then you can kind of add decoration to it and make it real fancy, make it cute, for make it seasonal. So like, say you want to have something for Christmas or for Thanksgiving, you know, just get a white icinged, beautiful layer cake and then put some Christmasify it on top, or just, you know what I mean?
OH Bakery even has a cake that they will write specifically, you know, happy birthday, whoever. I think that I sent Boogie one. This is a happy birthday, Boogie.
Nice.
And so he had to explain Boogie to everybody. Made me very happy.
That does make me very happy. Yeah, so that's a great idea to have a, you know, even if you had a couple, I guess they come frozen. Do they come frozen?
They do.
See, so man, you get a couple of those. You stick them if you have a freezer. I may do. Actually, I may do that.
They have these beautiful Christmas cakes. And listen, I always buy two or three of them because there's all these last minute things of, especially, and you know, school is the worst. Teachers, we forgot we're having faculty lunch and we need you to bring dessert. And I'm trying to close out the school year. And I'm like, you got one in the freezer.
You're like, got it. Coming right up. Yeah. I love that. That's a great idea.
Yeah. So it's, I mean, y'all, holidays, they just get so busy.
Yep.
And as much as I try to say, I'm doing all this ahead of time, I'm going to do it, it still ends up with a lot. And the worst part of it is you've got your house decorated and done. And then you have to go make all this stuff. And then your kitchen gets all dirty. And then you got to, you know, it's just a, so
take that stress off of you. And you want to make the things that are really like your family's favorites. I mean, I know you can't do it all, but like, so like, you know, you obviously you may have a dessert that's your family favorite and you're going to make that. So then don't make the appetite, you know, just mix it in so that you can making sure, of course, you're, you know, we're all going to do the favorites that are the favorites, but, or sometimes there's an extra kind of meal that's just like, you know, like I think of like a breakfast thing, people come in for a breakfast or something. That's so easy to just kind of have some stuff in the freezer, maybe put together an egg casserole the night before that just has to pop, you know, so that you're, like you said, you're not kind of totally crazed about it. That sounds really good. I may get some of those cakes or something this year. I'll have to look at that and see. I hadn't done that, but
you're good. I have not gotten a bad thing from them.
Well, and see, here's what happens here, not to complain about living in a bigger city, but, and it's one thing if you have a place, you know, that you go to and that you really love, like even like a Sam's, I guess. I mean, they have these giant pies that are, you know, that's great. Yeah. But like I can spend a lot of time running around town trying to find the thing that I'm looking for. You'd be surprised how many times that it's like, I'll, you know, I'm kind of having a mind. I want like a, yeah, like that. Like when you said they have these nice little layer cakes, I'm like, that's a hard thing to find. I mean, you can go to a bakery and for sure find that, but are you going to find the one? Are they going to have it? You know, and I'm just like, it might just be easier just to order a couple of those or something like that. Or the almond thing. I probably need an almond Danish, don't I?
Probably do.
I probably do.
Those are so good.
They're
y'all.
So good. They're so bad for you though. Oh my gosh. Listen.
Who cares?
Okay. Who cares? We don't care.
It's holidays and it counts.
We don't care.
y'all, they specifically, they have, it's the Seven Sisters almond. They may even call it a coffee cake.
I think it's a coffee cake. It's a ring.
But it is. It's a little ring. Y'all, they are, that's some slap your mama good food right there.
It's cake. It's cake for breakfast with filling. Yeah. Just prepare your heart.
Oh, it's so good. Of course, we're almond. Almond anything.
Anything almond or coconut, I'm just like, give it to me now. Or banana pudding.
I think, honestly, the first time that I had an almond croissant was at Phyllis Garrett's house.
I thought you were going to say my dad's, because he was the king of the almond croissants early in the day. Okay, Phyllis Garrett. That's probably right.
Phyllis Garrett had the almond croissant and left it. She said she got them at Trader Joe's. And I was like, oh, my, of course, I don't have a Trader Joe's here. Yeah, I know.
It's okay.
And I used to can order them from, I looked up a recipe of how to make it, and I thought,
no, you don't want to make a croissant.
I'm not doing that.
No way. That is too much layering of too much butter.
Yeah.
No, we're not doing that. We're just buying it.
Not doing that. So I found one at Sysco you know, that I could order. Well, then they became like special delivery only or something, you know, I mean, something.
Oh, good.
I could do so.
But you are special. Okay.
I know.
All right. Well, that was delightful. That was good. Top three. Got our brains thinking about things and, you know, planning ahead right now to make some stuff easier. That sounds pretty good. And if you started ordering some stuff now and if you have a freezer, man,
yeah,
you'd be done and done. That sounds pretty great. Or if you're like traveling.
Yeah.
If you need to travel or you're visiting family and you want to bring something or you want to help, but you know, packing it and doing all that, just send it there. Just send them a cake. Say, I'm going to send a couple desserts. Do you have a freezer? You know, do you have a spot for it? And just get those sent. That's genius. All right, guys, that's it for this week. We've got nothing else. When we talk to you, it'll be November. You guys, here we go. It's time.
Here we go.
Hope you guys have a great week and hope you don't get a cough from your friend. And until
it keeps on giving.
It keeps giving. But until next time, goodbye, Pellet.
Hey, Patch.
That wasn't very nice.
So?
I thought maybe you could hear me. I was going to say something else nasty.
Shame on you. No, it's coming through my headphones again. Okay. What? Magic of technology.
Oh, yeah, that is magical. And the trick is we never know how to make the magic work. It just
started.
It just does or it doesn't.
I don't know.
We don't know. Okay. I'm sorry. I just ate a granola bar. What the heck was that?
Well, she's making noise.
It's like some weird crow. Or I don't know what that was.